to you. Dr. Kim Anderson, our Extension Grain Marketing Specialist, joins us now. Kim, give us an idea of what's happening to the markets right now.
Well, you look at these wheat prices, they just keep going down. You go back to February the 24th, the forward contract price for wheat for harvest delivered was $6.50. It's down to about $5.70 now. You look at this time last year, the forward contract price was $4.80. So we might be down from where we were last February. But you go back a year, it's significantly lower than we are now. You look at how it ended up at harvest, was $4.10 at the 20 harvest. So it's $5.70 for a forward contract now, it's $4.80 for a forward contract last February. It's $4.10 for the actual harvest price in 2020. One other thing that on those prices is if you look at the spread in price between the hard red winter wheat and the soft red winter wheat, a couple weeks ago, there was about an 18, 20 cent difference with the hard red being below soft red. That spread is down to a minus 40 now with hard red being below soft red winter wheat. So the hard red winter wheat's been taking a beating over the last couple weeks.
I know that's kind of disappointing news, especially based on what we've heard the last few weeks leading up to this, but what are some of the reasons behind the decline?
Well, I think one of the reasons is we had the freeze that drove prices up. You had other things going on in the market, but the freeze was big. 90% of Oklahoma's crop is rated average or better. And you look at the hard red winter wheat, its crop condition is better than last year. And so you've got good crop conditions. You also look at what's going over Russia. You know, a couple weeks ago, I said Russia, they were projecting their 2021 production to be 2.7 billion. A little later, they had it up to 2.8 billion. And there was one private company or private forecaster in Russia came out with 2.9 billion bushels. So, you know, you're looking at increase in production in the Black Sea area, and that always has an impact on our price.
So with that in mind, do you have any concerns?
I think there's some concerns for prices right now. You look at the Black Sea prices in dollars per ton, right now $281 a ton, but you get into July, it's down to $234. That's dropping from over $8 down to $6.37. You look at what's going on with our prices. We're at a downtrend right now, and the trend, quote unquote, is your friend if you're buying or selling. And right now, the market's moving against you.
We're expecting a new Planted Acres report soon. What are you seeing there?
Well, I don't think we're going to see any change at all in the winter wheat acres. You're looking at higher corn acres, maybe another 2 million acres of corn, and significantly higher soybean acres. What you got to look at there is, are the expectations met? The higher acres is already in the market. It's the difference that those actual numbers that come out next week, how they're different than our expectations. I'd say the market's got a pretty good handle on it right now.
Considering some of these changes that you're analyzing, guidance for producers.
Well, I think producers need to let price take care of itself right now. If they're really nervous about price, they can take advantage of that $5.70 as we're right now in forward contract a little bit, if it'll let them sleep at night. I think they've got to get their equipment and everything ready for harvest. They got to make sure they've got that wheat top dressed, that they scout it and watch for diseases and insects, that they protect those yields between now and harvest, and get a big high quality crop in the bin and let price take care of itself.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week. You did a, you did a,
we did.